McDermott on 2FM.
Sponsored by Just Eat. Woo! Tap into Ireland's leading food ordering app. Just Eat. Find your flavour.
McDermott on 2FM with Transport for Ireland. Plan your journey door to door with our free TFI Journey Planner app.
Delighted and excited now to be joined in studio by the fabulous Nina Nesbitt. Hello.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. Now, there's so much going on with Nina. She's got a brand new album coming out. We want to talk about that. She's got some dates coming up in Ireland. She's here now with Lewis Capaldi. She had a terrible trip down here with a bus malfunction. We're going to get to all these things. But first of all, you're here, your guitar in hand, tooled up. You're going to do the latest single. What have you got for us?
This is the stripped version of Colder.
Okay, we're going to chat to Nina after this. This is Colder. Take it away.
Do it!
This is
2FM.
Yes! Nina Nesbitt, everybody! That was Colder. The latest single is from the album The Sun Will Come Up. The seasons will change. Nina, hello.
Hello.
It's a pleasure to see you.
It's a pleasure to see you.
It's been a long time.
An old friend-ish,
kind of.
Yes.
I think we talked about four times, six yes. years ago. But we've kind of kept in touch intermittently since then. So it's nice to see you on these shores.
Thank you.
First things first, you had a disaster getting here.
I did.
Let's tell people about the horrible conditions you endured to come and meet your fans.
I played Belfast last night.
Yes.
Woke up this morning and the van back window fell out. Like the whole thing just smashed. So I don't know if someone tried to break in or what happened, but I drove all the way here with no window. Well, not me, I didn't drive, but I was in the back. I'm not allowed to drive.
Are you frozen solid now?
I'm frozen solid. I've got a green tea. All as well.
Oh, is that an artist thing? You're not allowed to drive even if you wanted to, or is it because you're a terrible driver?
No, it's because I'm a terrible driver.
Oh, really?
I have a story about that.
Go
actually.
On, I'm in.
I shot a video for the Jonas Blue collab that I did last week in Nashville, right? They were like, can you drive? And I was like, yeah, it's fine, because I really wanted to drive in the video. Basically lied. I got there and they were like, you actually can't drive and we don't feel safe with you on the road. So I got loaded onto a trailer, the back of like an actual like cowboy's trailer, and got wheeled around Nashville in the back of a trailer pretending to drive. I was loving it. Loving it.
So you recorded with Sigala last week. No, Jonas Blue last week.
Yes, the video.
That was the video.
Yes. And I also have a video for Colder on the way. So I have quite a few videos. And they were both quite extreme, I will say.
Okay, so what's the video for Colder? Because we just heard that.
Colder is shot underwater. I don't know if you've seen the album artwork, but it's me with loads of flowers. The video was on the same shoot. So it's kind of that, but the video version. It's underwater, which I'm terrible at doing. Like, I cannot hold my breath underwater. I'm shocking at it. So, yeah, the previous video for Loyal to Me, we did dancing, which I can't do either. So I'm trying to challenge myself with each video, which I'm sure the label are just delighted about. I'm really excited for people to see it. It's one of my favourites.
Okay, fab. The album is called The Sun Will Come Up, The Seasons Will Change.
Yes.
What were you channeling? Were you in a sad place when you wrote that, trying to get out of it? Were you in a happy place and life was just moving? What's the meaning behind that, I guess?
I wrote it from 21 to 23 years old and I had just been dropped from a label and had no idea what I wanted to do. No one really wanted to work with me. I was like, what am I going to do in my life? Who am I? Having a total crisis.
And sorry to interrupt, how did you find out that you've been dropped? Because people get dropped and re-signed all the time and I guess, it doesn't really make news, but I guess for you it probably seemed like your entire world was imploding.
Yeah. I thought I was making an album for 2 years and then when I went to put out the first song, they tried to drop me the night before it came out. So
wow,
that was quite stressful.
That's like something from a movie with a rubbish Disney villain.
Yeah. Yeah, that happened. So I actually was very depressed for about 6 months and didn't leave my room. And this album was sort of like a form of therapy for me to, like, I don't know, process how I was feeling. And through this album, it's kind of helped me turn things around and get signed again, put my music out there, play gigs. It's actually been the best thing that could have happened.
Okay, fair enough. So we heard Colder already. We're going to do a little snippet of Loyal to Me now. context, if you will.
What, a bit about the song?
Yeah.
Well, Loyal to Me is written for my friend Claire.
Okay.
Who was going through a bit of a dating situation. And it's basically advice about all the warning signs and symptoms that you need to look out for when you fear you may be dating a flower boy.
Now, what's a flower boy?
What do you think a flower boy is?
See, I just don't know. I know it means something other than what I think it means. So a flower boy, I don't know. Someone who gives, I'm trying to think of what it might mean, gives flowers to all of the women?
All of the women.
All of the
but
women.
But tells the women that he's only giving flowers to them.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, poor Claire.
Poor Claire, I know. It's happened to a lot of us over time.
Did she kick him to the curb?
She did. She did, thankfully.
Okay.
But yeah, hopefully anyone listening, hopefully this can give you a bit of help in your dating life.
Let's have a little listen of Loyal to Me.
This is 2FM.
Kick them to the curb. That's the advice here from Nina Nesbitt. That was a clip of Loyal to Me. Now, you're coming back to Dublin soon.
I am. I'm coming back with Rudimental in January and I'm very excited for it. It's quite a different tour to what I've done before.
Yeah.
But they have absolute bangers. So.
Do you know them? How did that come about?
I have never met them.
Is that weird when that happens? When you tour with artists you've never met and on day one you have to show up and go,
yeah,
hi guys, I hope we get on for the next however many.
Yeah, it's always, you never quite know what you're going into. And I feel like some tours, when you're like on a bus with an artist as well, you're like, oh, they're really chilled out, like they're really well behaved. And then it's always the ones that seem innocent that are like the rock and roll artists. So I have no idea what to expect with Rudimental. But I feel like they are very good at what they do and they've been very successful. So I'm sure they will all be lovely.
Good East London boys.
Yeah.
You have done, randomly, were approached to do a collaboration with Irish DJ John Gibbons.
I was.
How did that come about?
This is really random, right? It's literally the most random thing. So I had to record a Spotify cover, a Christmas cover.
Yes.
So I tried out a few songs already. And Spaceman was one of the songs that I'd looked at, but I ended up doing Oh Holy Night. And then a few weeks, like this is 3 weeks ago, someone emailed my management and was like...
Only 3 weeks ago?
Yeah. They were like...
As in the song didn't exist 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Gas.
They were like, we have this track by John. We're really looking for a vocalist and we think Nina would be the perfect fit. And I was like, this is so bizarre. Like, this is crazy. So I went to vocal it and then it came out. Like literally the next week, so it's out there and I love Christmas.
And it's been made Record of the Week on BBC Radio 2.
Yeah.
Have you met John?
I haven't met John.
So have you just exchanged emails or whatever?
It came out and I was like, oh, like it's a nice Christmas song. And then suddenly it was like number one on the Irish chart, like the dance chart, and it's now the number one most Shazam song in Scotland. So I'm like,
no way,
what's going on here? A Christmas cover.
That's amazing.
So me and John have like been chatting, like, this is cool, we should meet up.
You should meet up.
So yeah, we need to meet up.
You need to meet up. Let's meet up now.
What, is he here?
Yeah, he's right here.
Shut up.
Superstar DJ John Gibbons,
is he
get
actually?
In here and say hello to Nina Nesbitt for the first time ever.
Nina, how are you?
This is so cool. Oh my God, he's here. I thought you were in London.
I am quite a lot, but can you hear me there?
Loud
here we
and
go.
Clear.
This is
yeah,
so
I
bizarre.
Was in London, but I'm not now. I thought you were in Belfast.
I seen on your Instagram that you played in my boyfriend's hometown, Watford, the other night.
That's right, last Saturday.
Yeah. And I was coming to Ireland. I thought, I wonder if John's here. I went, no, he's in Watford. He's in London. This is so bizarre.
Yeah, and I heard your gig last night was amazing. I saw some of the pictures
Thank
and videos.
You.
It looked brilliant.
It was great, yeah.
Now, because I said this to John, because when he played the song for the first time, like 10 days ago, whatever it was,
yeah.
And I said to John, like, when I heard you were doing this, I was going, I hope it's not really shit. And I was so pleasantly surprised. Did you have reservations when you heard Christmas song cover?
Yeah, like, I don't know. I love Christmas, but it's always like a bit of a risk covering a classic. But I think it was done in a really different way, so it's like completely different to the original, and it's like an upbeat, like feel good track as well. Do you know what I mean? So yeah, I was.
Well, I mirror that. I mean, I was literally terrified. We had the idea, and it was a bit of a madcap idea, and myself and my manager, and we just decided, you know what, let's go for it. We kind of have a gap in the schedule here, and I just thought, right, if I can get this right on my end and I'm happy with it, well, then we'll see if we can pitch it to someone. I mean, you were top of our list. I just kept thinking of you as we were making the song. I just kept thinking Nina's voice on this would be delicious.
Oh,
and when you said yeah, I was just absolutely made up.
Thanks. It's so exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, it really is.
I'm watching it go up the chart. I'm like, ooh.
Yeah, it's doing well. Now, look, John, we're going to kick you out for a few minutes. We're going to wrap stuff up with Nina, and then afterwards, you can all hug and dance to the song and all these
I'll be
kind of things.
Forward. I'm a seriously good dancer.
This is so funny. I feel like I'm on the Ellen Show or something.
Let's bring him on out. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, so look, come back and do it like a proper big band badass session for us soon.
I would absolutely love to.
Yeah,
sure.
Okay, so look, thank you so much. Let's go have a cup of tea with John.
Okay.
We heard a little passage there. We also did Colder earlier on, so let's finish with this. A spaceman came traveling. This is John and Nina. We're off for a cup of tea. Thanks a mil.
Thank you.